Okay, stop.
Derek's
now,
like,
now
an
you
Groovy
move.
Joe.
And I mentioned the prices right. It's like, all right. No one wants to be Derek, so we're just going to be like.
Everybody just assume another identity.
I got Kobe.
I got dibs on Drake.
I got Jesse.
I'm Slim Ballin.
Hey, no nose. No, no. Hey, on three. No nose on Derek. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Dre.
Are y'all done?
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I am here with my co-host, as always. First, Jesse Pink.
Yo.
A.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, it's Kobe Price.
What up?
A.k.a. the homie Kobe, a.k.a. Mr. The Price is Right, a.k.a. Kobe. And last, but certainly not least, Derek Small.
What's going on?
A.K.A. D. Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod?
And more today, like where you find them fucking opinions. Jesus.
There's so much context that needs
there's
to
so
be.
There's so much context that needs
discussed
to be.
Discussed at a later date.
At a later date. But today we have on the fifth member of the team. You guys know him as our producer and editor, DeAndre Winters, a.k.a. Dre, a.k.a. Feroz Julio, a.k.a. D-R-E behind the scenes. What is going on, Dre?
What's good? Nice to be here.
So when we were talking one of our production meetings and stuff, we kind of figured out that or realized that we had a fifth origin story to do. We told you guys that we were done at four, but some of you might be interested in to, you know, get to know Dre a little bit as he's, like I said, behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. So, Dre, this is your tape.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say it's your cozy tapes.
Exactly. But before we even get into all that kind of stuff, how are y'all doing?
Man, you know, eating cereal every day.
Every day, faithfully.
Every day, faithfully. From 5 years old to 23, every single day. With milk, too.
I suck at that.
I'm over here just eating a bag full of banana-flavored Laffy Taffys, like, you know, on this level.
And these are the opinions that we were referring to when we said the context
exactly.
Needs to be out.
Exactly.
Exactly. But you know.
Eating a bag of banana flavor candy, not loving chocolate, you know, just living life, you know.
Never having any fruit, including bananas, in his bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Like, Frosted Flakes is already a
Never.
Top five cereal. Can I but please, the fruit elevates it. Like, it's so good.
Can I please just ask, what all banana flavored candy, like, is there that you had in that bag? Like, I don't know that many banana flavored candies.
Well, let's see. You got banana flavored Laffy Taffys, which are pretty good. Shoot, there's even, you know, Fruities, right? For all my Chicago people. You know, I'm pretty sure they have a banana flavored Fruity out there.
Derek, this is going to slowly turn into an all smoke podcast. I really need you to stop. What else? I really need you to chill.
Hold on. I'm not done. I'm pretty sure there's like a mixed flavored candy of like, what's the little chewy joints? Lifesavers, but like the gummies, you know, and they have like a banana mix with something else that's pretty fire. Yeah.
You want a banana flavored chewy candy?
Yeah, like a gummy. Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
In what context?
All of them. Like, what are you talking about? Jesus
Christ. Dre, how are you doing, man?
This is not about you, Derek.
How are you feeling on your debut? This is your debut on the podcast. You're the most important man of this podcast because without you, we really would not have episodes. So how are you doing?
Heart and soul of this whole entire operation, dog.
The Draymond Green, though, is just jokes, if you will.
Actually, Dre, I think the one of the regular spots just came up on the podcast. We might have to do some tweaks to the logo and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, you know,
we're looking at somebody else with a premium Zoom account.
No, I mean I'll pay
for the shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. But you know, Dre, the company's going in a different direction. Sure. And we
Jesse, aren't you a student at MSU? Don't they give you like?
Yeah, I can definitely look into that. Absolutely. We can definitely look into
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. You said Zoom. Wait, you said Zoom. Like, that's the most important, like, thing in the world.
This nigga contributes one time and goes, like he got big dick energy, like, Zoom. Right now.
Do I get my mouth?
Get that little dick energy over there.
I happily accept.
Dre, how you doing today, bro?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Y'all got my stomach hurting with all this laughing.
It's just jokes, nigga.
Jesus, y'all missed all the craziness in the pre-meeting. Golly, but yes, today is all about Dre. So as you guys know, the origin stories, we're gonna ask Dre a couple questions and then share some memories. All of us except Kobe have like one-on-one memories. Or anything like that with Dre. So for that portion, Kobe's just gonna be like, "Hey, man,
what Dre's you mean? Cool I just dude. Texted him earlier today. nice, loving text. What you mean? Only, man.
You know what I mean. Shut up.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So I guess you know we're gonna get started. So I'll start. So Dre, I guess my question for you is, when we came to you about doing this podcast, I guess, like, what intrigued you? Why did you want to accept? Why did you want to, you know, come on and add this responsibility? Well, hold up. Time out. I'm tripping. First of all, Dre, tell us about yourself, what you're doing right now, what you're trying to get into, like, all these sort of things.
Well, I am from Memphis. I am 23 years old, a film major at University of Missouri still. About to graduate this May. So it's going to be lovely. And I plan to go into film and be a director and have my own film company, as well as be an entrepreneur on clothing and stuff like that. And hopefully be a big time artist, but you know, not really too mainstream. I'm not a fan of mainstream.
Oh, that's dope. Do you have any recent music that's just been released? Apple Music?
As far as like the summer, I got a single All the Time that just came out, but other than that, nothing really. I got stuff that's like in the works about to come out.
Really? So like you didn't make a project?
Oh yeah, that came out earlier this year in March.
What's the name of that project?
Bozy Tapes, World Views.
Oh, and where can they get this musical masterpiece?
You can find this project on all platforms, all ALL platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, whatever you use, Tidal.
And where can they follow you, sir?
You can follow me on Twitter at Lit Visuals. That's LITVISUALZ. And then Instagram at __ It's Life.
Okay.
Solid. But yeah. So when we first introduced you to the podcast and what we were trying to do and all that kind of stuff, like what made you want to like sign on? And like I said, take some of that responsibility and all that kind of thing.
Well, it's crazy. Cause around the time I was watching like All the Smoke. It's another, podcast. It's a Kerwin Frost. Mm-hmm. I was watching his stuff. So, I mean, I was, like, listening to a couple podcasts around the time, and I didn't have the idea to make a podcast or anything, but, you know, I was kind of interested in the idea of, like, getting involved with one at the time anyway. And so when y'all came to me, it was kind of, like, coinciding, like, damn, I didn't really think this was going to manifest. You know, it was just a single thought in the back of my head, but, you know. But I was like, wow, y'all choosing me? Like, I don't even know like what kind of qualifications I have other than, you know, some computer knowledge. I consider mine to be the basic computer knowledge, but still, you know, it was a great opportunity that y'all came to me, and I was thrilled, you know, because I'm the first, other than everybody else, when stuff gets put out, to like hear all the content, and then I get to hear the raw stuff, like stuff that's not taken out. So I'm hearing the real raw jokes and stuff.
Yeah, like the shit that you just don't even spit on. You don't even put. You just go in.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Dre's going to definitely get that one removed. But anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
Woo. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that we were able to pitch it to you enough, and I'm glad that you signed on, because you definitely do a great job at putting together the podcast. I don't know how much you guys can see how much this is edited once it's come out, or you feel as though like, oh, this is definitely heavily edited other than like some sound effects. But Dre does a really good job of being able to put stuff in place, to craft things, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, we definitely work pretty close together on that, but he does a great job at all this, especially for someone that, as he says, is learning on the fly. So, yeah.
Dre, I know you have your hands in a lot of different things. You know, you say you're a music artist, you know, you're interested in film, you know, everything like that. And just kind of knowing you from school and everything, I know you're kind of always trying to dive into something creative, right? So where did that, you know, feel for your creativity come from? And how does that like influence like what you do?
My creativity, I would say, comes just from like everyday things that like I do or see, and like the people that's around me. So it's like conversations I might have with people, or like just me looking outside at like some beautiful scenery. I like, because I feel like my eyes are a lens, like literally like a camera lens. So I'm feeling like I'm seeing the world through a lens, like, and when I'm moving, it's like a movie. So I kind of can like in my head picture how sometimes I want that to come out on a video or something like that. Or with photography, you know, you kind of compare what other people have, and you just go put your own spin on it. mine's, I would say, kind of being like a retro kind of look sometimes. But that being aside the point, like I said, I feel like my creativity stems from like my view of the world and people around me and stuff.
No, for sure. I know you used to help Josh a lot with his video projects in school, so I would definitely see y'all talking, you know, and see kind of you inserting your ideas too, which would, you know, definitely add to his projects. So no, I definitely have been, I've been there, you know, when you get those ideas flowing, for sure. So like even going like deeper into that, right? Like you see the world through a lens. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure like certain people have like influenced you to even think the way you do. So if you could sit down with somebody, whether it be like a lunch, a dinner, a drink, you know, whatever, who would you want to sit down and chop it up with, and why?
Alive or dead?
It could be either one. Either one.
That's tough. Well, if I had to say probably like male, I'd probably say Tupac. Tupac was ahead of his time, as somebody I really, you know, would have enjoyed being able to just speak with about stuff, either him or Nipsey Hussle. They were very like-minded. and then if I had to say like one, the woman aspect, Toni Morrison. That's one of my favorite female authors. So I would definitely love to like pick her brain, you know, see what she thinks about certain topics that haven't been like placed in her books and stuff like that, or just like, you know, see why she sees stuff like that in her book, like why she writes it like that.
Yeah, I really do. I say one thing I enjoy about you, Dre, is your curiosity, right? You have such the spirit of an inquisitive youth. you constantly question and challenge things all the time, which pretty much opens up as to how I met you. One night when I was staying at Josh's apartment because I was assisting him with his up-and-coming award-winning movie that we will not disclose right now. We were helping out with particular scenes. And we were sitting down. We was having dinner. I was going through one of my projects, my finals. And I remember you just sat down next to me. You asked me what I was working on. I told you what I was working on. Then you asked me another question. Now I told you. Then you asked me another question. And now I told you. Then you asked me another one. I was like, okay, all right, where are we going with this? And I remember at one point, Josh will always remember this, because you and I were sitting at the table, and the rest of the group, you know, was sitting at the couch watching the games. I think it was the Lakers and Celtics playing at that time. And one of the things I remember is that Josh looked up and he heard me telling you some of the ways in which how African art, traditional African art, was interpreted, and how that interpretation of traditional African art pretty much helped how Western Africans interpreted even Europeans that were coming to eventually colonize these areas. And I was telling you that at some point, you know, when the Europeans first arrived in these West African places, they, you know, West Africans interpret them as their ancestors coming up from the sea, dripping in gold, because they had all these jewelry and stuff. And I remember Josh heard that part, and he was like, bro, what the fuck are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about, dog? Like, they have
All I heard was, is so they were coming out the water, dripping in gold. I was like, what? Like, is this a big Crit lyric or something? Like, what is this?
Hey, that's, and it's like, what is this? And I guess my question for you, Dre, and Derek kind of touched on this a bit. It's my question more so, what gets you out of bed every day? What gets you out of bed every day, and what makes you, just gives you that driving force to push yourself and challenge yourself and be so inquisitive as you are now? Like, is it your hunger to try to understand the world every day? Or, you know, what is that source for that? Because that's one of the main things that made me instantly like having you around me.
You know, it's funny that you say the hunger to understand the world, because I would probably say mine is the opposite. Mine is like the hunger to challenge the world. Because it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of systems in place in America that we don't really, you know, we aren't in the favor of. And so we are born to just challenge those right off bat. We have stigmas placed on us that challenge us and stuff. So it's just a give and take right there. The more you learn, the more you have to challenge the existing systems in your mind, your train of thought and all that stuff. So that's where mine really comes from. It's challenging myself and to challenge like the stuff that I learn and all that, and challenge systems that's like in place and stuff like that to, you know, make stuff better for us and people like us.
Yeah. Fascinating. Thank you.
Good question, though.
Dre, you mentioned that you want to go into film directing. Is that right?
Yeah, really, film directing and like acting, like really all of it. But those two mainly is like main positions.
The plan right now is for me to write and he'll direct the shit. So.
Gotcha. So my question is, you get a call in an hour. You're told that you got to go out to LA tonight for a role. And if you can't get there, however long it takes to get to LA on a flight, then you don't get it. So you got to pack and get the essential items. You can get your clothes, toiletries, all that. But you can only bring one backpack with 5 items. What are those 5 items?
Ooh, that's tough. Well, first off, I say, and this is all like stuff that's like you can only have this in a plain bag, right?
Only in a plain bag, so it's got to be small. Like you can, I'll even let you get your laptop. You have your essential items in a suitcase, but your backpack is all the stuff that I guess means something to you, or that you gotta have, that you gotta take with you. Okay. You're leaving everything else behind.
That's what I have to make sure on. Okay, laptop for sure. You gotta have a laptop. Whew, this is a tough question. Five essential items. My camera. I'm bringing my camera. I would say keys so you can get back. What else? This is tough. Last two items. Geez, let me look around real quick.
I hope it's not anything banana flavored.
Definitely not. I'm not Derek. I would probably say, cause I'm not really one for playing my video game too much. So I might bring a speaker as number four, just so I can play music a little bit out loud and, you know, relax. And then a fifth item would probably have to be, a durag. Either a durag or I have to like bring like some type of clippers because I got to keep my hair straight.
Thanks.
Oh, that's nice. Clippers. Hope you don't end up fucking it up like Playoff P. But yeah, that's good.
What?
I am for all the Playoff P scandal for the rest of this podcast. All of it.
You said clippers. That made me think about, and for, okay, to backtrack a little bit, for those of the people that aren't aware, Dre and I were roommates freshman year at Mizzou, 2015. Did not know each other prior to us rooming. Not at all. So we got there the first day, and we had texted a little bit over the summer, but we got there the first day. We were like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, we became really cool really fast. Like, mm-hmm. We were both pretty easy to get along with. There's a lot of stories about 707 and Mark Twain, including one time where Dre cut my hair.
You're in college, though.
Yeah, for sure. It was the best and worst year, because of everything else that was happening.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah, but I guess my favorite memory. I don't know if I have a single favorite memory, but I really enjoyed the times where we would clean the room. We would clean the bathroom because our suite mates were disgusting, right? So we would clean our half of the bathroom and the shower and the toilet and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We would get some Pine Sol, like the blackest shit ever, Pine Sol on a Swiffer and clean the floor, and then go to like the mini Walmart that was like four or five blocks away, load up on like snacks and all that kind of stuff, and come back and put it all in the fridge and just have hella snacks and hella breakfast stuff and like, and just really like those like little moments, like that stuff was really dope. But Dre has been great in terms of like helping to, you know, he's helped me with video project, helped me with my cinematography final project. He's helped me film something with me, him, and Jesse. You know, always being able to.
I remember when you got me to act as a drunk person.
Oh, that was so great.
Hilarious. First time I had to do something like that. And it was challenging, but it was fun.
That was so great. And I remember because we talked about this, but we filled that bottle. We had like a, I had a Hennessy, like a personal Hennessy bottle that was empty. And we filled it up with sweet tea. And you don't like sweet tea. So you actually acted like it was like hard, like liquor going down.
That's one day I will never forget.
Yeah, but yeah, you were very good in terms of like helping me out with video projects. So I very much appreciate that.
Man, likewise, man. You always been there for me, man. I definitely enjoyed the cleanup Sundays that we had, the laundry Sundays too. Yeah. Those were memorable, and it's a lot of stuff that happened that year, and so like after that, so forth. to a lot of memories. I can't even just pick one for real. But if I had to pick a signature moment, I would probably say one of the funniest times and coolest times was when we was all hanging around in the dorms in the living area space.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Area.
And we was in there with Devin. And that was kind of like the first day you introduced me to Devo too, I think. And who else was in it? What's her name? Not
and Olivia. Hang on. And we're going to have you play the music right now. Like kept going.
We laughed about it till we got all the way back up there.
Like, oh God! Like, oh man.
We were probably downstairs getting our food. Like we laughed about it on the way down in the elevator.
We laughed in the elevator on the way down as we were ordering food and then coming back up.
That was probably a total of 25 minutes.
Oh man.
Just pure laughter. Damn, Devin.
We gotta get Devo on here.
We do.
One of these days.
We got to get his ass on here. We got to get Lou on here. We got to get Cash on here. So we got to interview Cash so he can be like one of the members of the
podcast. Oh, we definitely got to interview. We got to do an interview.
We're not saying to replace people on this podcast. It is to add people on here. You know? That's what,
Josh, put your fucking hand down.
To add people on here.
Oh. Who's next?
Derek.
This has been a fun, you know, time so far. No, I'm playing.
This has been the best contextualized podcast we've had. It's so much context that needs to be.
It's so much context. I'm so sorry if you're listening. You're like, this makes no sense. I'm so sorry.
This is just them bullying you guys. It's okay.
Shut up.
Hey, relax. I'm trying to ask Drake. Look, relax. You see what they do to me, Dre? You see, this is constant.
Like a free-for-all here.
Constant, baby.
But it's like all against Derek, though.
No, it's literally like a mutiny. It's like, we're just going to mess with this nigga. Like, nobody else. Just this.
You don't fight back! You know what? No. What? Derek, no. That's for another podcast. Please.
They got treaties in place. They just going against you, man.
I don't know what it is, bro. But Josh kind of touched on it with his comments and everything, but my most fond memories of you were probably when Josh would shoot his class projects, especially once he got into like that DST sequence. So like those short segments, you know, the videos, music videos and everything like that. And I just remember like you would always be around like helping us, right? Whether it was like having certain props, even giving your like creative insight into him in terms of like how he should maybe shoot some things and everything like that. And it kind of just gave me a break from just sitting around anyway. Like a majority of the time, if I wasn't in class, I was just like in the library or like at home. So it's like whenever he'd be shooting something, like I was always down to just come through and kind of help out. But I always remember you giving like the greatest advice like to him in terms of how to do different things. And then seeing his projects at the final cut, you know, into being like, oh dang, like from where we started, like the ideas to like kind of where it would end up. I always just enjoyed that just because you always, to me, you know, ever since Josh introduced me, you've always been like that creative person that can add to something, you know, that somebody's already doing. So that would probably be my most fond memory for real.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I don't. It's crazy because you say like adding in the greatest pieces like of advice, and I don't even be seeing myself as like adding in like the greatest pieces of advice. I just be like, you know, small 2 cents. What if this would help that, you know? But you know, like to help to like see something so small be thrown in and that like, you know, take something so far in such a long way, you know, that's really endearing and touches like heart and soul. So that's dope to hear that, like, for real. Appreciate it again, man.
No, yeah, if you weren't at Josh's shoots during school when he was an undergrad, you missed out on some pretty good fun times.
It was some great times.
Those shoots were definitely, a lot of them, he even, look, not even to get off track, but he had one with me in particular.
Look, I'm mad I wasn't a part of that.
That we still talk about to this day.
I'm mad I wasn't a part of that.
It would have had to been y'all freshman year because we were in the dorms. Yeah.
So yeah. Oh.
Hey, bro. At one point, we got to make a podcast where all four of us talk about, like, our time there, G. All four of us got to. Just you did not go to Mizzou. Well, I can't. I can technically can't. Y'all going to sit here and merch and say I can't. So,
we literally, it's crazy because we had, like, a get-together. I forget when that was, but.
It was June or July.
Yeah. Jesse was saying so many things, and me and Josh and Devin were just like, how does he know all this information about Black Mizzou?
It's not even how does he know. It's just like, man, he is, for someone to be so spot on and to not have attended the University of Missouri. That's what it was like tripping me out. Cause it's not like, cause I talk to Jesse about all this stuff all the time and Devin would too. But you know, but it's just like for him to be like, you would have, if you didn't know, you would have thought it was four people that went to school, to college together and graduated together.
Nigga, check my Twitter. I look like I'm from Mizzou.
Facts.
I have other ways how I have been associated with Mizzou, and we're just not going to talk about that. What we are going to talk about, though, is all my great memories with Dre. So, this is a prime example of one of my favorite memories with Dre. Whoa. I remember we was doing the early recordings of the podcast. I remember Josh and Dre were talking about the recordings, and then Josh had, like, called me into the FaceTime. So he called me into the FaceTime, and that night, Dre was, like, in rapper mode. Looked like he was in some Love and Hip Hop type shit. Nigga had the dreads out. It was all dark. Nigga had the Henny bottle. He was just like, whatever, right? He was like, Jesse, I'm literally 5 minutes in, G. I'm literally 5 minutes in the podcast.
Oh, I know exactly which chest like, episode you're talking about.
What are you talking about? Like, how are you doing this already? Like, 5 minutes in. And I really like that part. I like that because I think, like, my favorite memory is, like, how me and Dre met and, like, the whole thing. Like, so they just emerged out of water dripping in gold. That's like, my top, my favorite one, my top tier one. But I also like this one with Dre because Dre really understood who I was that day. Dre really understood that day. And, man, and what I appreciate about Dre is that I see a lot of similarities between all of us. Not all of us on this It's Just Jokes podcast. Unfortunately, that includes Derek. But I definitely am talking about this with Dre. Because me and Dre be acting like big kids. I sure be having my big kid moment. Dre is definitely a big kid. But I be relating to that so much. I love that about Dre, man. I really do. I appreciate everything you do, not only on this podcast, but what you do as a brother, what you do as a son, what you do as a confidant. Like, I appreciate you, dog. I know you try your best consistently to be the best version of yourself. And that is nothing short of what I respect, man. For real. I really do. Hats off to you and what you continue to do. I just really hope the best for you in all your future endeavors, man. For real.
Appreciate it, man. Likewise. Definitely likewise. The big kid thing.
It's funny that he said that because that's something me and Dre talked about all the time when we were freshmen living together.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. We definitely resonate on that. Josh always used to say, man, Dre, you like a big-ass kid. Like, stop, just chill out. I remember we broke his lamp, me and Ross.
That's
like one of the biggest big kid experiences right there. We were playing basketball with a lamp, trash get ball rather, and we were doing dunks on the lamp, and you can imagine how that went. So,
and then no, it's not only that. And then I walk into the room, and my lamp just doesn't turn on, and they're like, "What? What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Fool. I left here, the lamp was fine. I come back, and neither of y'all know what happened, and y'all are the only two in the room. Like, come on. Like, are y'all really gonna sit here and dead look me in the face and be like, I don't know how that happened. Like, really?
Either really? Either in the room, or you know, it could have been our sweet mates.
You're not gonna start this again.
Man, I don't even know how to follow that up. Like, I just met this dude. Like, y'all got all these heartfelt messages and memories. Man, y'all really trying to make me look bad. Hey, Dre, hopefully we can create some memories just as good as you create with these guys. That's all I can say. Man, we had a nice text back and forth earlier today, I will say. You know, I thought I was going to help him out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, man, that really came in clutch. I wasn't expecting that, and it just really helped, too, because I was just like, I need to catch up on some of these podcasts and stuff, because they just did all the origin stories, and we about to do one today, and they did one yesterday. I'm like, damn, I really need to catch up.
Hey, at least we not bullshitting. At least we like, hey, bro, we did our part.
Yeah.
You go on your part, you do what you got to do, but we not bullshitting it.
It's on me now.
The one memory that neither Dre nor Jesse brought up was when we were filming those scenes at my apartment.
We're not going to talk
about that. Why not?
We're not going to talk about that, dog. No.
I'm not talking about that specific. I just mean the entire process of us filming together and how cool that was. No, I'm
it wasn't cool. Y'all ass had me eating a burrito like 6 times, bro.
You couldn't get your line down.
He's like, man, can I eat something else?
What's fucked up is I remember he being like, when we first had it, he was like, oh man, this is such a good burrito. And then when we got like toward the end, we must have did like 7 or 8 takes. By like the 8th take, he's like, dog, I'm so tired of this. Please, like, I don't want to keep doing this.
Go eat this burrito, no boy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Whew. We not talk. Yeah.
No, there's a specific part I'm gonna leave out. Yeah. Of that. No.
Oh man. Boy, I could get canceled. Yeah, every time I speak, it's a cancel. But okay.
Dre, I think that just about does it. How do you feel now that you've, you know, somewhat received your flowers on this podcast? How are you feeling going forward about all this kind of stuff, and, you know, your general thoughts as we look to wrap up?
Man, I just want to say I love you guys, and I appreciate y'all bringing me on here again. It was cool to share, you know, some of the experiences that we done had on the podcast, and you know, speak on those for a brief moment. I feel like, you know, we've touched on the tip of the iceberg.
Man, there's so much we can go into.
Oh my God, so many uncensored things we can do and say.
If we did that would be a 3-hour podcast.
Hey, and we would probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just going to cap it off right here.
All right, Dre, so one time for the one time, can you put out your socials again?
Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter, at LitVisuals, LitVisualz. And then on Instagram at _ it's life. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening once again. This is the last origin story as far as it goes for everyone on this podcast team. So for Cubby Price, for Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, for Dre Winters, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you also again, Dre, for the intro music. Didn't say that to begin with. Appreciate you. Thank you to King Boy and Jay Alzier for the outro music. We appreciate you, and we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye-bye!
5 stars.
Oh, yes, give us 5 stars everywhere. 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars, and if you don't, that's okay. I know your mom will.
Bye! Bye!